Sicha Pashas Bayi. We're going to look at the Iyun Sicha Aleph. The Rebbe talks about the Sicha itself is extremely, extremely involving and probably doesn't even need anything else. However, to enhance a little bit and to go into other aspects of where the Sicha takes us, we'll discuss a couple of inyanim. And the discussion of the Sicha is the inyan that on Yom Tov it is mutter to do melachas, specifically a heter melacha for Eichel Nefesh. So there are various approaches that the Rebbe offers in how to understand this inyan of the heter of melacha for Eichel Nefesh. Beginning with the first approach that he offers is that the etzem Eichel Nefesh is asur. However, when you do it with Seira, now it's a malach. It's just a malach like any malach. You do malach of Eichel Nefesh. Now, as Terry said, you do it with Seira, Eichel Nefesh. Terry said, now you don't have the dinner, it's a malach. But you need that reason to constantly take it away from being a malach. Second approach that it takes is that no, Eichel Nefesh is not a malach. When the Torah says "Kom malachas avayid lisasu," the Torah means malachas avayid, not malachas Eichel Nefesh. Is not Eichel Nefesh. And there goes to different shittas and that, but specifically the one that seems to be very matim with that approach is the Ramban in Parshas Emor. And the Ramban says as follows: Aval pirish meleches avida, the meaning of the word meleches avida. Call melacha she'ena l'tzayrich eichel nefesh. The taich melachas avedah is work. Ken shenemru shenem. I'm sorry. Sheishes yom tavid sisa kol melachtech. Kol avedah basod. He has a bunch of different places where you see avedah is work in working the field, working, doing work in that. That's work. And then he says, Malacha shehi ve'eichel nefesh, he meleches hanoah. That's not called meleches. Le meleches avoido. A concept, but it's not meleches avoido. It's meleches hanoah. Mizeh mizba'er b'teira. And then he says how it develops in the text. Chagamatzes. It says this week's parsha. Call malacha lo yeyosav. You shouldn't do any malacha. So there, the Torah has to add achashe yochel lechol nefesh ulevada yeyosav. However, in other words, there's a hetter lechol nefesh. The rest of the Yom Tovim, the pasuk writes two words: call malachas avoda b'sas. Call malachas avoda, which means that only malachas that are avoda. One, in other words, here's where the Torah establishes it. Everywhere else, the Torah just gives it over in two words. And he says, never does it say the word kol malacha. And never does it say again the heter eichel nefesh. Because the word malachas aveda tells you that it's something. So right now we have two approaches. Melacha means everything. Melacha by definition, melachas aveda, that is, the definition does not mean eichel nefesh. However, the Rebbe is medayik in the Alter Rebbe, like neither of these two approaches. However, the end of it's closer to the Ramban. But the Nekudas Hadavar is that Alter Rebbe Simin Tov Tzadik Hei says similar Lashon of the Ramban. Umahu Melechas Aveda. What is Melechas Aveda? Kol Melocha She'eino Nasas Be'oichel Eimashke Ve'ein Be'melochas Utzayrach Lachilushke. So, if somebody reading this line in the Alter Rebbe, there is no shaila that it would seem to indicate that he holds a grama, that it's not called melachas aveda, which he says clearly. But then, a few lines later, he gives examples, and then he goes on again. L'fichach nikroin kol melachas elu p'yetzim be'en lechas eichel nefesh. Therefore, they're all called melachas eichel nefesh. Shahatira hetira lasaisa l'tzeirech achilas yamtiv. Torah allowed you to do it l'tzeirech achilas yamtiv. Shenema ach ashei ochel l'chol nefesh u'levadei osel. So, this is the way that Rebbe is bothered by the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe. Since he is saying that Meleches Aveda does not mean Meleches Eichel Nefesh, so why is he here focused on Hetira Lasses Letzera Hachilas Yantar? Why is he focused on that? So the Rebbe comes up, therefore, with a third approach. That yes, it's sad the actual words of the pasuk. We could learn that Eichel Nefesh is a melach. Batsima would be a melach. However, the Torah in this week's parsha taught us that it's not a melach when done with the right intent. In other words, it's changing the taich in the pasuk through the pasuk. And it's telling us that when you do the malacha, there is somewhat of a kavana of Tzayrich Achilas Yom, that it's mafkia, the Shem malacha. So it's more towards the side of the Ramban in the end, but it doesn't happen by itself. And then the Rebbe goes on to explain that in Atlanta. But these are the main approaches. It seems that the Torah was marked here, Eichel Nefesh, because of the ability to, because the need for Eichel Nefesh on Yom. Torah gave him a hat to Eichel Nefesh. It says that the Rebbe reads the Lashon. L'fichach hitira. Said, you're okay. You can do this. It's mutter. It's eis melacha for the sake of achilas yant. And that has conditions for a yid. You can't go cooking for nachrim. You can't. There are a lot of different halachas. The Rebbe says on the Kudda here that regarding the first two cases, the halachas, doesn't speak so much about it. The third one, but I probably will fall under the same reason. He says, anafkimin, to somebody who fasts in Yom Tov. Now, I want to get involved and talk about this a little bit because this is where we're going to discuss more the Iyun aspect of beyond what the actual Sikha talks about. The Levush in Simon Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin says, now the Rebbe Na'orim mentions a number of these precarious, and let's analyze a little. Levush says, Amis Anna Rosh Hashanah somebody who fasts on Rosh Hashanah, also loylasis malocha, he should not do any malocha of leichel nefesh. He's going lefois lebashul lacher. In other words, le'etzim, it seems that, you know, okay, you can't eat because you're masaneh. We'll talk about how you, why can't you eat? Because we'll discuss that. Eliyase kol hayayim betvila v'sachnunim v'yilmid kol hayayim, or you should learn all day, from the kivan she'enim v'kayim v'chetzi l'ashem v'chetzi l'chem sorich l'kayim kula l'ashem. The Levush is unbelievable Levush. In other words, it doesn't seem from the Levush that there's any problem really to go and mitzad an Indian of cooking for somebody else. That's okay. It's called Tzayr Hechel Nefesh. The problem is that you undertook a mitzvah for Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you don't have right now the din of Hechel Nefesh for yourself. But that's not the reason. That's not a problem. The problem is, since you're not going to have Eichel Nefesh, you cannot do anything else but Kula Lashem. You got to learn Torah all day. You got to daven all day. No way, what's your right to get involved in anything else? Usually there's a heter. You can do partial, partial Lachem, and have enjoy the achila and shtiyah of yonta. But you've taken that away, so you're stuck. You're left with kula l'ashem. So there's a big discussion mechalal on this inyan of misanem Rosh Hashanah, and I want to discuss that for a moment. And that is what. First of all, why did they pick Rosh Hashanah? Okay. Because there is such a thing, and brought down the Shulchan Aruch, a fasting on Rosh Hashanah. What about other Yomim Tovim and Shabbos? So on that, the halacha is very, very clear that the Rambam and Hilchos Shavuos Perek Alef Halacha Vav says that when somebody is nishba levatel es mitzvah, it doesn't work. The shvua is not chal. And he says one of the examples is sheyis ane b'shabosos u'b'yamim tayim, and a person swears that he's going to fast on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, so it doesn't work. That is a big discussion as to what's the iser of Tainus on Shabbos. There's a discussion about Yom Tov, even more so, both ways. So there are those that are medayik in the Rambam that says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, Arba Advarim Nema B'Shabbos, Shnayim in Atayr, Shnayim in Devar Seferim, Nema Farashim Ayidei Anaviyim, Shebetayr Zachar V'Shamer, and the Neviim is covered Le'enig. So L'Cheir, what was the Yisra Tainis? L'Cheir is the Shailam Le'enig. Now, the Rajba, the famous Shuvas Rajba, who talks about this Rambam. He was asked about this Rambam. And he says that, talks about maybe there's a problem with the Reseifim, whether you can make a shu on the Reseifim. But then he writes it, B'derech Efshe. It's an interesting lashon. Efshe Leima, Shehu Savur, She Isra Lis Anes, the Reise, that the Isra the fast is a Reise. And he brings a Gemara in Brachis. The Gemara says, "Elamayata Shabbos sois v'yamim tovim da'al korchach ochel akinami." He says that that Shabbos you must eat, but then he writes "Dumi v'yamim tovim," where there are certain things that you have to eat. Shabbos, Pesach, you have to eat for sure. and sukkah is chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. So there is a chiyuv, and that's where he wants to say that there's a chiyuv. Okay, so the mechalal on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a shaylev, there is a chiyuv to eat. However, there's a shitta that's not mentioned in the sikha, and it's a big shitta, meaning there's a lot of discussion on this shitta. And that is, shitta satesvus is assumed by everybody. Based on a taste of psochem, a paid dollar. A taste is holds that on Yom Tov, the chiyuv, the heter eichel nefesh, comes from the mitzvah of simcha. Because of simcha's Yom Tov, the Torah was matter eichel nefesh. So I want to, let's talk about that a little bit as we move on in this issue. So we mentioned that on Rosh Hashanah, there are those who fast. Now, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, Tavko Tzadik Zayin, writes, Eichlem v'shoysin usmeichin ve'emis anem b'Rosh Hashanah v'lei v'shabbat shuvah, which we're going to certainly, why would I mention Shabbat shuvah? However, you should be careful, don't eat overeat. However, there are those who fast, he brings. He talks about a tiny scholem. The Alter Rebbe writes as follows. Isn't that it works? And this relates to what we saw in the Rambam before. Af alpi shami shakibul olam lis anais mishabiz ebiyantiv ein kabalosi klum. The person is mekabal tainis mishabiz yantiv. Kabbalah is worthless. Emuta lechel b'lei hatari. You can eat without any hatara. K'mashikasa b'simen tofkuf ayin. Kol mokai. B'shekivol olam b'sanes b'rosh Hashanah. Ava b'shalei hitziyai b'losh neder. Ela b'losh kabbalah's tightness. Explain what that means there in a moment. Ba'alma. Sh'om arei lai l'sanes b'rosh Hashanah. Sore hatara. Then, in order to get out of it, you need a Torah. Yes, amen. The mitzvah is anais. Those who say there's a mitzvah is anais. Ain't that can be kabbal all of lava. This is not like going against the Torah. And your kabbalah is a good kabbalah. Okay, so here, now Treva clarifies that Rosh Hashanah is different than all other Yom. Now remember, because of what Rosh Hashanah is, the Machza, the Levush said that if somebody does this, he can't go cook. He can't cook for others either. Even if it's Tzayir Chaykel Nefesh for others, can't do that. The Machza Shekel based on the Magen Avraham argues on this Levush and says that they have nothing to do with each other. The din of Lumet Kalayam is not the reason why you can't cook. Why you can't cook is because since there is no Eichel Nefesh by you, you have taken away Eichel Nefesh from yourself. At best, it could be only an Issur D'Rabbanan that ever alludes to that in the Ha'ara, but that's the discussion. All right. So let's see. So if we have a major problem, according to Tosfos, that says that the Torah was matter eichel nefesh b'yantiv is due to the mitzvah of simchas yantiv. Does that mean that we have to assume that there is a mitzvah of simchas yantiv Rosh Hashanah? And there are other issues with this. Just an interesting issue that the Beis of Engel brings a question. Beautiful, beautiful question from his brother, that he asked him the following question. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubas that a father owns his daughter's work, obviously till she's a ketana naira. He owns her work. And what's the raya? Because he can marry her off. And in order to marry her off during that time, when he's marrying her off, she can't work. So it shows that he owns her work. So Gemara has answers. Not that. Could be the stalking about that he does it on Shabbos Yom Tov. You're not going to work. So that would be that. In fact, Tesis, what are you talking about? You're not going to marry a woman on Yom Tov. It says, Asalisa Yishma Mei. Where do you learn that out? Samachta Machagecha. Will I be Yishtech? Has to be, takes away from the Simchas Yom Tov. And for Tesis, that it's talking that he does the Sira L'chupa in the Zman of Tesis Yom Tov, the moments before Yom Tov, which you have to add to Yom Tov. Tesis says that then there is already an Issur Melacha, but it's still a lot of Marian Isha. So you're allowed to marry a woman in Taisis Yantar. Why? Al Karchuk, there's no Simchas Yantar yet. There's no din of a Simach to Mechagecha. That's the way to head. Hey, Mazay, but get out Zayin, the Brudev and the Beis of Engel, that it should be usher to do Malach HaZeichel Nefesh then. You shouldn't be able to do Malach HaZeichel Nefesh. We're not going to have time for adult details. And Yosef Engel answers him, I say that he holds that a tuffel can be greater than the ikka. Can be chomer than the ikka. Since on Yom Tov, you call the Simchas Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh. It can be in the Tosfos Yom Tov. Okay. That minion is for itself. But then he ends up with a kasha. In fact, how could Eichel Nefesh be Mutar Rosh Hashanah? The Chizdaka didn't mix the Simchas Yom Tov there. Now, there is a discussion. Is there a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov? We saw the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechabes say there is. There's another interesting shaila. The Gemara says in Beya, Daf Chafei, that if you have a behemah, that's very dangerous. It looks like it's going to die. Not a treifa, obviously. So it says you shouldn't shecht it unless you have enough time to eat a kazayis of its meat on Yom Tov. In other words, if it's mamish a minute before the Yom Tov, you're going to shecht it. You'll never get around to eating it. That's awesome. So there's a big issue here. Word that the Gemara uses, Ela in ken yesh shohayis b'yayim lechem imen a kazayis, that you need to be able to eat a kazayis. Does that mean that less than a kazayis won't work? Why? What's wrong eating less than a kazayis? It's rechiv to eat a kazayis. So here again, many of the achrayim want to associate that since the din of eichel nefesh is a chelik of mitzvah of simchas yom tov, simchas yom tov requires a kazayis. And therefore they want to say that that's why the Gemara means kazayis. Okay, good. Then it's not so pushing there. Those who want to say that's lav dafke kazayis, it doesn't mean kazayis. It's an in shalatzme. But I just want to bring out that this idea is a serious idea. That it's a eichel nefesh is because of simchas yad. So what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? So first of all, it's not so poshut, as I said, that there is no din of simchas yad on Rosh Hashanah. The Shagas Aryeh ends up writes the reason that it's also to fast on Rosh Hashanah, forget it's also, and it's in Chosay, there is a meaning of Simchas Yantiv, Kishar Yantiv. There's no Shalmei Simcha, there's no Korban, but there's a Mitzvah Simchas Yantiv. There are many, many different Svarim that talk about that. Just to mention, one of the places that people build on that there is no din of Simchas Yantiv is the Rambam. Perek Vav in Hilchas Yantiv. Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Shemayis Yimei HaChag, Shara Yom Tev, Kulam Asurim BeHesper Tainis. All of these days. Chayiv Adam Liyos Sameach V'Tev Leibah. Right? So what did he mention? Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Shemayis Yimei HaChag, Shara Yom Tev. Shenev V'Sameach V'Chagecha. He doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah. And there's Zogim Chaked. Shteitach Shara Yimei Yom Tev. Means Rosh Hashanah. So that was not clear. There are clear cut. There's a famous Shuvas HaGe'enim that says that we asked if you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And he says, a loshen. And he brings Shekach Omru Parnasa Yisrael or Yishreinim in the Nebiyim Ezra Le Yisrael Rosh Hashanah V'atam Atal Lechu Ichlu Mashman Rishum Amtak. And the end of it says Yichet Ves Hashem Imuscha. And this is quoted also in the Rosh in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Brings also this Inyan. And he says Zavart Vaydaber Meishas Meya De Hashem. It goes on all the Meidim in Parsha Zemer. The Kulu Iskish Ladodi Likreisa Meya De Hashem Mikroi Kedesh. And he talks very clearly that nothing to talk about. And you're not allowed to fast, and there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Famous Shuvas HaRashba that people quote also, that he says the same idea that brings the. He brings also these Shuvas HaGe'enim, and then he feels ice, that it's a mitzvah to thing. An interesting thing that came across the Shuvas Min HaShemayim asked the Shailen Himmel, and they answered him that Zeh HaKlal, Kol Mokim Shenema B'Yantim Tzorech L'Smayach B'Memayich L'Mishteh. You have to be happy. V'Yichach Nikr Yantim. Yein Seveyahu, Achaltam Ochel V'Seveyah, V'Lalta M'Shem Havayi L'Kechet. Don't be sad, and it has to be simcha. It has to be simcha. So, from all these, it would seem that there's a din of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that would answer the question that the Beis of Engel asks: how could we have a het eichel nefesh on Rosh Hashanah? One makor that there is no mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah is the Alter Rebbe. Tavkuf Chavtes, Sivov, he contrasts Chol HaMoed with Rosh Hashanah. He says, V'yesh b'Chol HaMoed mash'ein b'Rosh Hashanah. V'hu, there's a difference, Chol HaMoed has something that Rosh Hashanah does not have. V'hu, shekol shiva simei ha-pesach, shmeinu simei ha-chag, v'chein b'yantav shel atzeres, Chayim, Odom, Lies, Sameach, Metuv, Levov, Hu, Ubanav, Ishtim, Nibes, and Chalanov, and all of them. Mesim Chazui, Mitzvah, Zasei, Min HaTeir, Shunem, Samach, Chagyach, Atom, and Vinchum, and Vinchum. Now, here there's not much room to wiggle. The Al Rebbe says clearly, Mash'ein be Rosh Hashanah. This does not exist in Rosh Hashanah. So the Chayre, either will go with the Mahalach, that the Al Rebbe would tackle hold, that on the Rosh Hashanah there's no head to Meitlich Nefesh, or it doesn't hold it about it. Doesn't hold it the swear of the of Tesis. There are other Shittas. Tesis is not the only Shitta. Could be that's why it's not mentioned in the Sikha. But with the Rebbe's approach, could be, we can answer this all. That, remember, he started off saying, and this is in the way the Rebbe explains Take, Tesis, and the way he explains Al Rebbe, that the Etzem, Eichel Nefesh, would be a Malach. However, the Torah taught us otherwise, that Eichel Nefesh is not a Malach anymore. When, if it's done, when it's done, Litzayrich, Tzayrich Tzas. But that's part of what the Torah was Mechadish. If that's the case, in other words, we're not saying that only that the Hetay for Nefesh is a Hetay by itself and that it allows us to do things. It teaches the Pasuk in the end. In the end, it does teach the Pasuk. And it tells us what the Torah wants. Since it teaches the Pasuk, therefore, it doesn't matter that Rosh Hashanah, there is no mitzvah of Simcha. Even though there is no mitzvah of Simcha. But the Pasuk still says the same lashon it says everywhere else. Kam alech samei dolei safin. And whatever it means everywhere else, it means here. Now, according to Rabbanu, it could be good. But even paket, here it even means more so. That the Torah is teaching us how to read the Torah. But the Torah says, the Lashon, Kol, they call Malach HaLisas in this week's parashah. And it explains that Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. The Torah is telling us that there is a heter to do for Eichel Nefesh. So good. When the Torah set up Eichel Nefesh, the Torah set it up with a kavanah of Simchas Yantar. But now, every time it says Kol Malach HaSavayda, it still ends up meaning Malacha that doesn't have an hidden intent of Eichel Nefesh. And that's what it says about Rosh Hashanah just as well. So according to this, Faket, I think it can work very well that even with Taisus and even with Al Tareb, and there is no din of, it is no simcha of Eichel Nefesh, there's no simchas on Rosh Hashanah. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the Torah, when it says Kol Malach HaSavayda, it is not talking about a malacha that you are going to get hanah from. If you're going to have the intent of doing it. And that way, we can answer a lot of the questions that we mentioned and that we spoke about will be answered based on this Yisei. Aguten, Agut Avoch, Agut Yor, Aslach Rabba, and which is Mzeche, learning about, reading the Torah about Geula, to Mzeche, to the Geula, Mitzvah, Ashleima. Hey, you make Zeigesund stark and Aslochem.